Okay, I'm going to tell you about something that's really grating on my nerves right now. And you know how there'll be something that you need it in your life, like you need another made-for-television Stephen King miniseries. You know, it's one of those things you just wish would die. You know, you want to give it to Enron and see if they can take it with them, you know? One of those things that you look around and you see people doing, and it makes you want to go balls postal on everybody because it's just so fucking stupid. You want to go around and just bite the heads off of these morons and watch them, you know, flop around for a little while, you know, and laugh. And it wouldn't be so bad if it was just something that the general population did, but okay, who am I kidding? It's not okay. It's not even fucking tolerable. It already sucks hard enough to vacuum Helen Hunt's mustache right the fuck off her head, and if there's one more place I don't need to see it, it's in the fucking fur fandom. I honestly couldn't give a real shit about what the rest of the world does because they're already screwed, you know, but when I see it in my own fandom, my people doing it, it makes me want to go like monster trucking over people's nuts. And it's just, it happened to me just the other day. I was hanging out in a furry place. I was talking with friends. I was having fun. Then another fur comes up to me and he says, "Hey, too." And I say, "Why, hello there, fellow fur. How can I help you this fine fucking day, oh brother in the fandom, person with whom I share my interests and can trust not to do anything stupid to me?" And he says, "You know, I heard that you beat up your last boyfriend and stabbed him with a hot fireplace poker and took all his money and left him. Is that true?" "Why, no, that's not true. That's not true at all. That wasn't a boyfriend. It was your fucking mother. And I beat her in the head with a whaling harpoon. Get it straight, dumbass, and I fucked her too. You're my long-lost bastard son. Now fuck off." God damn, some of the stupid bullshit people come up with. And I'm not just talking about me, okay? Fuck me. I don't give a shit about what people say about me, all right? I'm talking about the whole fandom lately. Stupid bullshit rumors about people flying around like I'm in some Backstreet Boys AOL chat room for little brat preteen girls. And it's making me so damn sick I want to puke my fucking feet. Reminds me of some faggoty gossip masturbation in the back room of a gay bar before the drag show. Where do people get off spreading this grocery store checkout line Vanity Fair trash talk about each other, huh? It's just idiotic bullshit and it's pissing me off. What, are we gonna go Ricky Lake now? Is that what we're gonna do? You think I'm here so that I can hear about some prepubescent teen magazine chatter you picked up in the west corner of the park while you were having a fur fuck in another window? And this, you don't even know if it's true or not, but you're rebroadcasting it like you saw it happening or something. You don't even know where it comes from, but you're gonna tell people about it like it's the truth. You know, you laugh at the Weekly World News, but Slut Fox tells you about it and it's automatically true. And you know, I really don't give a shit about the people who are starting these rumors. You know, that if your life is so dull and insecure that you have to make up shit about other people just to get attention, then you're just gone, all right? You're Christopher Reeves doped up on lithium, okay? You're not even gonna understand a sentence with more than three words in it anyway, okay? So here's one for you. Fuck off, please. Okay, you're just like, you're stimpy stupid and you're not really even worth bitching at. It's the people who believe this shit and spread it around and without even checking to see if it's true or not, and not even caring if it's true or not. Just believing it because it's fun to be a moron like that or something. Do you guys realize how shitty that is to do to someone? There are furs out there just going on with their daily lives and suddenly run into this lynch mob, this furry gossip lynch mob of furs who want to, like, nail them up next to Jesus for some shit they probably never even heard about. We don't need this suspicious Third Reich garbage, okay? Not here. Not in the fandom. There are plenty of people on the outside who'd already love to crucify us because of some paranoid ignorance. You know, we're child molesters. That's what we all are. We're Satanists. We're fucking heathen Satanists, and we need to have Jesus's cock rammed up our asses and be cleansed from the face of the planet, you know? We don't need to help them with that kind of bullshit, okay? There's already plenty of it. So, you know, just have half a ball, okay? If you hear something about someone and you just have to know, then have half a ball and go up and ask them about it and find out the truth before you turn into Kachi fucking Soto and start reporting it. So just learn to keep your mouth shut, all right? Just gag on someone's cock or something, but learn how not to be such a blabbermouth, because hiding in the corner of the room and spreading bullshit rumors about people is fucking weak, okay? It's the quickest road to pussiness in the world, you know? Quicker than some redneck hairball like Ted Nugent can plunge his face into some woman's twat, it's quicker than that. Have some fucking integrity, people, okay? Days of Our Lives comes on every fucking day. If I want a soap opera, I'll watch it. I'm tired of seeing people too frightened to go to a convention because some rumor that was started. Tired of seeing artists' careers being hurt because of a group of retarded furs with mouths bigger than Madonna's cunt getting the rocks off by spreading bullshit gossip. And I'm really tired of people drawing lines in the fucking sand because someone used the term funny animal instead of fur. It's all immature playground bullshit, and we're supposed to be adults here. So if you find yourself with the urge to come up to me and start whispering, "Hey, I heard of this fur who dumped his boyfriend," and blah, 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 just wear a cup, okay? Because I don't want to fucking hear it, and I'm gonna rip your balls off. This is to your unsubstantiated ranting griffin, and that that's all I have to say about that.